All right, hello. Okay, we're mega late, and it actually really was not my fault. I was not allowed into the studio because of a key problem, and the uni's just really, really tightening the leash on kind of studio time. And yeah, there's only one set of keys for a whole bunch of shows. And it happens that there are misunderstandings and miscommunications. And yeah, I wasn't let into the studio until about 2 minutes ago. So I'm only actually going to be able to do like half the show. I'm going to have to either like really, really kind of like wrap my talk in because I've only got half an hour. Maybe I'll push it a little bit over, but I don't want to do the same thing to the next person as the previous people did to me. They didn't realize, but yeah. Right. Technology is not my friend as always. I couldn't do the Instagram post, but what I wanted to say on there was today's going to be a real chill one because everyone's stressed out, whether, you know, students kind of losing sleep, just getting eye bags and cricks in the neck over exam stress, whether it's like Secret Santa's due, you know, maybe you're a broke parent and life's hard because your kid is materialistic. You know, it's below freezing outside and we're over 50% water, so that's already a concern in itself. So today it's going to be some really chill ones just to relax. You know, whatever stressful situation is going on, it's winter, you know, things aren't as easy to kind of brush over when it's freezing cold outside and you're sat in your room. So yeah, we're going to start off with Take It Easy by The Animals. This is from their third album, Animal Tracks, from 1965. So written by Eric Burdon and Alan Price, so the singer and keyboard player of The Animals. But I mean, you're going to hear it's got as very often from 60s rock and roll, though we're actually going to be playing a lot of ska today. So many blues influences. But all right, enough yapping. I'm going to go and play the music because we don't have that much time. Here we go.
If you take your time, you get what you want. If you take your time, honey, you get just what you want. So don't hurry me, worry me, hurry me. Take it easy, baby. If you take it slow, then you'll find I know. If you take it slow, you get that feeling more and more. So don't hurry me, hurry me, worry me. Take it easy, baby. I said I won't be like I used to know. You get my feeling of my pride and joy when I'm a holding you, baby. I feel like a baby boy. If you take your time, you get what you want. If you take your time, I said you get just what you want. So don't hurry me, hurry me, worry me. Take it easy, baby.
Take it easy, honey.
Yeah, don't hurry me.
Chill blues tune, can't really go wrong with that. reminding everyone to take it easy. Remind myself to take it easy. Yeah, second up. Again, blasting through these because we've got no time. We're going to have 5446 was my number. Or, actually, there are many titles for this song. Well, two. Other people slash places slash CDs or whatever list it as 5446 brackets. That's my number. Anyway, it's that song by Toots and Maytals. Fun little fact about it. 5446 was actually Toot Hibbert's, prison number when he went to prison. In 2020, he actually claimed that he got framed. So I don't know how true this actually is, but honestly, I don't see why he would kind of deny it. He claims that, you know, at the time he had won a festival and was getting success because he performed Bam Bam, Bam Bam, you know, Bam Bam. And he won a festival. I don't know what that actually means. Maybe he just won a festival competition or he won a set at a festival. Anyway, either way, apparently, the story goes, someone got jealous and framed him. He was like, yeah, no, I've never smoked weed or like, I never really do that. But like, I got framed because people got jealous and he went to prison and 5446 was his number. And right after he left prison, got out, he made the song. He recorded the song and that was his big old famous song. It's from Toot and the Maytals' album. What's it called? Dandy and Sweet. Sweet and Dandy, right? Yeah, Sweet and Dandy from 1968. I thought that was a fun little story, and this is a great song. So, yeah, here we go. 5446 was my number.
Sing it up, mister! Hey, what I say, sir? Yeah, yeah. No, 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 no. Yeah. Get your hands in the air, sir! Woo! Yeah. Then you will get no hurt, mister. No, no, no. I said yeah,
I said yeah.
What they say,
what they say.
Don't you hear? I say yeah,
yeah, yeah.
This is what they say,
what they say.
Do you believe I would take something with me and give it to the policeman? I wouldn't do that. And if I do that, I would say, sir, I wanna put the charge on me. I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't do that. I'm not a fool to hurt myself. So I was innocent of what they done to me. They was wrong. Listen to me one more time. They were wrong. Oh yeah. Give it to me one time. Give it to me two times. Give it to me three times. Yeah. Give it to me four times.
How could you possibly be stressed with that playing? Yeah, yeah, what a good song. So the thing is with Scat, again, trying to keep it choppy, but Scat obviously got so big with the skinheads in the 60s in Britain. Well, you know, in ska you hear so much kind of like reggae, and I always thought it was reggae influences, and obviously I got my facts wrong because ska actually came first. Ska kind of like took the Caribbean kind of calypso sound, which comes from Jamaica, and kind of blended that with kind of rhythm and blues and kind of like a bit of a rocky sound. And yeah, that's one of the reasons why I got so big in England, in the Britain, in the UK, I guess, is again, like we see so much in this period. It was just a blend of cultures, and it was a new genre, and it was, yeah, it just united cultures, it united people from literally hundreds of kilometers from across the globe. Like, how crazy is that? It got big because, I mean, records of ska became available in the UK in the 60s, which is, I guess, when it was made and stuff. But I guess most of these were kind of late 60s. Yeah, I mean, people were just like, oh, look at this cool thing. Kind of these records just popped up again at a time of loads of cultural, musical curiosity. There was so much that curiosity in the younger generations. And then, yeah, it formed a whole generation of kind of mods and skinheads moonstomping to this music. All right, next up, we've got from the same band, same album, same year, 1968, Pressure Drop, which is another classic that you can't play. I mean, sorry, you can't have a radio station like this without playing because it's so good. Listen, breathe in and out, and relax. Pressure Drop. Ugh, it's so good. It's so good. What a classic. All right, next up, we're actually going in chronological order here because those two were from the Maytals, Sweet and Dandy from 1968. And next up, we've got a very special request by a very special man. We've got Return of Django by the Upsetters. And this is from their album, Return of Django, from 1969. Obviously, that title, well, not obviously, that title actually references a spaghetti Western film, Django, very famous, from 1966. I say very famous, I actually haven't watched it yet. But it's a long list, I'm getting there. All right, be patient. All right, here we go. Return of Django from 1969. And after this, we'll have one from 1970. Can't help but stomp to that. I've stood up over here. I can't lie, having a little boogie in the studio. It's great. All right, next up from 1970, as I said before, we have got the classic, the one and only Skinhead Moonstomp by Cyramip, or Cyramip. I don't actually know how to say it. But yeah, from their album Skinhead Moonstomp from 1970. This has got to be kind of one of the most famous ska songs. And if you don't know this, I am so happy for you that this is the first time you're listening to this song, because there was just nothing like listening to this for the first time. Skinhead Moonstomp, man. Here we go.
I want all you skinhead to get up on your feet. Put your braces together and your boots on your feet. And give me some of that old moon stomping. Get ready. We got 3 million miles to reach on the moon. So let's start getting happy now. Ready? Yeah, 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 yeah. Now, before we reach on the moon, fellas, we gotta make sure that everything is thick and strong. All right? Yeah. You gotta make sure you shine your boots. Brush your teeth, because the man on the moon looking different from man on the earth. That's what I say, boy. Now remember, I'm your boss, Skinhead speaking. My name is Caleb.
All right.
Right. And remember, I'm the boss. You can see, look on my foot or my feet, whatever you want to call it. You can see I've got the biggest boots. That's all right. Now, when I say sing, I want everybody to get in the groove and start singing because we're on the moon. Ready?
This is the thing. So many songs from this time. The message is just things are okay. Things are all right. Yeah. You got some people that are saying, you know, took too much acid. Things are okay. Smoked too much weed. It's all good. This guy's just saying, yeah, man. Like, yeah. All right. Next up, we've got Stan. So we're taking it in a bit of another direction. It's from 1969, this, by Sly and the Family Stone. Obviously, really famous funk band. Great, great stuff. Amazing band. I think I actually saw them live, yeah, and probably one of the best performances I've ever seen. Yeah, just real family, real fun, like really good vibes. This is from their album Stand. It's pretty like politically charged, which you can expect for the time. And from this album, we'll be playing two songs. We'll be having Stand, which is the first one, and You Can Make It If You Try, because I'm feeling pretty positive, if you haven't noticed. All right, here we go. This is Stan from Sly and the Family Stone, 1969.
Stand, in the end, you'll still be you. One that's done all the things you set out to do. Stand,
there's a cross for you to bear.
Things to go through if you're going anywhere. Stand for the things you know alright. It's the truth that the truth makes them so alive. Stand.
All the things you want are real.
You have you to complete and there is no deal.
There's a midget standing tall,
and the giant beside him about to fall.
Everybody
stand.
diva.
Don't let the plastic bring you down.
There you go. It's been a bit of a motivational one. All right. I unfortunately don't have the time to play all the tracks I wanted to play for you on this kind of happy-go-lucky curve. So I'm going to leave you with my favorite Joe Cocker Beatles cover with a little help from my friends from his 1967 album. And... yeah, I mean, this is a great, great cover. I love it so much. Joe Cocker, I mean, let's be honest, he did peak at Woodstock, but that's okay. I mean, it's fine. He had a great voice. He had a great moment. And this is honestly a golden nugget, especially if, yeah, you're trying to feel a bit more upbeat. So here we go. With a little help from my friends, Joe Cocker, 1967, one of his Beatles covers. And yeah, sorry again for such a short one, but... I will see you after Christmas. And I actually will take a second to mention that in January 2025, so when we come back after Christmas, I've got a little surprise. I'm going to be having my first guest on, which I'll be announcing on Instagram probably around New Year's. And yeah, it will be the 8th or 25th, most likely the 25th, but probably the 8th also maybe. And yeah, very special guest, very interesting lady, knowledgeable and really shares a passion for the era that we all share, I hope. And yeah, really looking forward to that. Looking forward to a bit of a longer episode as well, because it always seems to be cut short by one thing or another, and an hour isn't that long anyway. So yeah, this will be a nice little exclusive kind of chat and probably DJ set, and she'll be playing on vinyls, not CDs. So we'll get a nice little crackle on that. All right, well, I'll see you then. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, Happy Holiday, Winter period. I hope it snows wherever you are. Though let's be real, we're probably all in relatively the same place. So yeah, this is With a Little Help from My Friends by Joe Cocker. By the Beatles, but sang by Joe Cocker. All right, ciao, man.
What would you do if I sang out of tune? Would you stand up and walk out on me? Lend me your ears and I'll sing you a song. I will try not to sing out of key. Yeah. Oh, baby, how do you tear no insane no more. Certain it happens all the time, yeah.
What do you see when you turn out the light?
I can't tell you, but it sure feels like man. Don't you know I'm gonna make it with my friends? I promise myself I'll get by. Said I'm gonna try it with. Get out of my friend. Oh,
Take them all.